Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And today we will be taking callers as usual. But once more, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. Always got some great specials going on over there. So, you might want to check that out for all of your private reading needs. Now, we are going to be bringing you on air our call-in number today for anyone that would like to call in and ask a question live on air or even just listen. The call-in number is 619-789-6807. Looks like we already have a couple callers here in the queue, and we will be with you momentarily. Once more, the website is howpsychic.com, and today we are running our $5 special, which is for 30 minutes, and that $5 special is going to be available until this afternoon, Eastern Standard Time. What we're looking at here is ending the special at 9 p.m. This evening, actually, not this afternoon, have to correct myself there. So please take advantage of that while it lasts. All right, our first caller for today is area code 917. Hello, caller, you are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Good afternoon. My name is Tina, and I'm calling from New Jersey. I would like to know, what do you see as far as my job?
Yes, Tina. Okay. Now, what I'm feeling here is that you've had some issues on the job already, but are you waiting on a promotion or some kind of shift to happen in the workplace that would take you into a new position?
Somewhat, yes.
Okay. My feelings on this, Tina, is that this will go well for you. However, there is a bit of a delay right now. As you may know already and may not know, we are under a Mercury retrograde, which tends to delay things quite a bit here and there. We also have a lot of planetary shifting going on right now, which can also create somewhat of a chaotic energy. When it comes to movement and improvement with your current job, I do see that happening within this month for you. We're looking somewhere around the 22nd and the 23rd. So be aware, there may be a bit of a delay on this particular, let's say, positioning that is supposed to happen within your workplace.
Oh, great, yes. I'm a substitute, so yes, I was trying to see if I'm going to have something consistent, especially at school where I am now.
Mm-hmm. Well, awesome. I do feel there will be a consistency, but I do not feel that it's going to come right away, per se. I feel that it is going to be a little bit of a delay for you, okay?
Okay, yeah.
All right,
okay.
Well, thank you for calling in, and you have a great one.
Thank you. Such a special as $5 for a half an hour.
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. And once more, the website is howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. That's how, as in how are you, and then psychic.com. Just howpsychic.com. Our next caller for today is area code 561. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Linda from Florida. How are you?
Doing great, Linda. What part of Florida are you in today?
I'm in West Palm Beach.
Oh, one of my hometowns. Awesome. Well, how can I help you today?
Well, today is my birthday. I just turned 51, and I live with my sister's daughter, and can you tell me what's going on with my sister? She just seems, very distant, and she comes over and brings a cake and leaves and makes plans with me and then doesn't, you know, follow through with them. I mean, I just...
Understandable. Well, first of all, let me wish you a very happy and merry birthday. Okay.
Oh, thank you.
And second of all, let me go into this energy for you and see what I can get about her and what's going on there.
I mean, we were distant for 8 years, and then I connected with her. And, we still haven't been able to heal some differences here, you know, so she doesn't give me the opportunity to even talk to her.
Okay. Now, my feeling here is that she still wants to have this connection with you, and I think she's still trying to wrap her mind around all of this, and I think right now it's been all a bit overwhelming for her to try and just swallow a little bit of that pride and ego that she has, okay? Now, what I am also feeling here is that she also seems to be quite a bit depressed in her own life. How much do you know about her life?
Not a whole lot. She doesn't open up to me. She's very, secretive, and every time I see her, she seems nervous. I mean, I know she doesn't seem that happy on her job, and I don't know if she's happy in her marriage. I don't know. She doesn't communicate with me at all, you know. Very hard. She's not a very lovey type person. She but she's very given, and she's good-natured. But, you know, there's a distance between us that I can't seem to resolve.
Well, sweetie, what I feel is that the distance will be resolved over time. It's not something that can be rushed. And I don't think you're trying to rush it, but I do think you want to get there already. You know what I mean? Now, what I feel here is we're going to see the improvement happening gradually over the rest of this year. The dynamic between the two of you, that sisterly relationship, will definitely blossom. And it'll be a lot better by the end of the year. But right now, I unfortunately just don't feel it's going to happen anytime real soon where it's going to be completely healed. I think there's quite a bit of, water under the bridge on this level. And I feel she's still trying to perceive this. And that's what she's having a problem with, is the perception. Okay. Now, I feel that she will open up. I feel that she will come around. But it is going to take time. Okay.
Okay, because I'm living with her daughter, and her daughter is not very nice. And I don't say anything to my sister about half the things that go on, because I don't want to get into a fight, and then I have to, have no place to live. And does she realize how the daughter is to me? I'm just like, do you think she doesn't realize that right now?
She's not realizing that right now, and it's sort of like there is a couple wake-up calls that are going to come in that are going to help her realize that as well. But I think that, one, you know, it's not good to not stand up for yourself in this situation. But, two, if you do stand up for yourself, try and be gentle with it, okay? I know it's a little contradictory, but you can do it.
I mean, do you think that they want me to leave here, or you think they're trying to push me out?
Well, sweetie, we only do one call per customer on the show.
All right,
I wish you all the best, and I'm going to go ahead and answer that just because it's your birthday, okay? I do not feel that they're trying to push you away, but what I do feel is that they're trying to still try and understand, okay, how to have this dynamic with you. All right, and I see that you dropped off. All right, well, I thank you for calling in. Next customer today, if you're calling in and you want to ask your question here live on the show, all you need to do is push the number 1 on your touch tone phone, so I know you have your hand raised here. Our next caller today is area code 318. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hey, this is Sarah from Louisiana.
Yes, hello there, and how can I help you?
I'm having relationship problems, and I don't know how long it's going to last.
Okay. And the relationship problems, let me ask you, is this other individual distant right now? Is he kind of missing in action, as they say?
What is it?
Is he MIA right now? Is he missing in action, like he doesn't communicate all the time?
Sometimes,
okay. What is the problems that you're experiencing right now that'll help me pick up a little bit more?
Well, there's like...
Okay. All right, well, here's what I'm going to tell you, okay? First of all, I feel that there is a true dynamic between the two of you. I feel that there really does have a opportunity for this to succeed. But I also feel that there has been concerns about him pulling away from the relationship and trying to go in a different direction. Okay? And right now, I feel that this individual, an aspect, has fear. And that fear is holding them back, okay? Now, what
of
I'm
what?
Feeling is, huh?
Of what?
Well, the fear of commitment, for one, and the fear of being out of control of their own lives or, you know, being able to do whatever they want whenever they want. What I'm feeling here is that there will be some improvements with this relationship, and it's still... has a ability to still work out very beautifully. The improvements will happen over the next 3 to 4 weeks. Okay, so we're getting a month's time stand on that. And I feel that right now, sometimes silence and letting them come to you can be your strongest standpoint. Okay?
Okay.
All right, well, thank you for calling in, and I wish you all the best.
All right, thanks.
You're welcome. All right. Our next caller today is area code 951. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Excuse me. Hi, Adam. My name's Lori.
Yes, Lori. And where are you calling from?
California.
Okay. And how are you today?
I'm fine, thanks. I guess I'll just call about the love life.
Mhm. All right, Lori, and what would you like to know about the love life here? Because
if you see anybody coming in.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. Who's this other one off in the distance right now? Seems to be very silent at the moment.
The other one. There's a guy that moved away. He mailed, but I don't really. We're friends. I have no
idea. Nothing came of that. Okay, good. All right. The next opportunity comes in here. Let me pull out the timeline. We're looking at about the 26th and the 27th of this month to about the 3rd and the 4th of next month, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So not too far off here. Doing good could be any time sooner as well. Normally I get predictive dates. It happens sooner or around the timeline in which it's predicted to happen. What we have is that this individual you're going to meet by chance. It's not someone that's going to be introduced to you. I don't feel you have a very large social group, even though you do have a social group. I feel this individual you meet by chance And I don't see that you get out of the house a lot or you go out anywhere to really meet anyone. What I do feel is that you meet them by chance within a grocery store or some kind of marketplace. Do you ever go to an outdoor marketplace?
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm seeing it outdoors. I'm seeing it like, okay, it looks like a grocery store almost, but it's no roof, no walls. It's sort of like an outdoor event.
Okay. Yeah, I go to a farmer's market.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And it looks very... very auspicious to me. It looks very good to me, okay? This one could very well be the one that you end up spending your life with. And from what I'm seeing here, they seem to have their life in order. They don't seem to have anything, you know, out of place here. There has been some emotional pain in the past for this individual, so... you know, they're not, you know, completely ripe and all healthy, you know, but they do have a few bruises and a little rough edges, but nothing that couldn't be smoothed out over time, nothing that I feel would be preventive of having a good, healthy, long-term and even permanent relationship with them. They seem to be someone that has a tall but yet slender stature. I wouldn't say that they're a little buff or overweight. They seem to be a tall and slender to me. We're looking at someone with short, dark hair, and we're looking at someone that has a fair complexion, okay?
Okay. Well, thank you, Adam.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, and once more, you're listening to Psychic Talk Radio today. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And for those of you that would like to take advantage of our $5 special, that's $5 for 30 minutes on our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. And for those of you out there that would like to call in to today and ask your question on any topic in your life, the call-in number is 619-789-6807. For those of you calling in to ask your question, once you've called in, please push the number 1 on your touch-tone phone to let me know that you have your hand raised to ask your question. For the next few minutes, we're going to go ahead and listen to some music by the CD that is titled Oneness by the artist Zarina, can now be found at zarinaone.com. This is track 1 entitled Shriram. Thank you. right. And it looks like we have a couple callers here in the queue. We're going to go ahead and take you now momentarily. Please don't forget to check out HowPsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. We have the $5 special for 30 minutes going on right now for private readings with myself. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And now we're going to go ahead and take our next caller for today, which is area code 727. Hello, caller. You're live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Lisa. I'm calling from Florida. And my question my question is, what do you see coming up for Scott and I?
Okay. Let's see here. All right. Well, what I am doing here, tuning in, I'm feeling like a pressing here on the chest. Does either one of you have any health problems right now?
Yeah, that's me. I've been struggling with breathing since I had the flu.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm picking up on that immediately, and I'm feeling like, okay, honey, it's going to be all right. Don't worry. Now, what I'm feeling is that there is a good dynamic here between the two of you. I see this working out for you. I feel this has been a long time in the making. How long have you been in each other's lives here?
Well, I met him in November. So actually, we haven't known each other very long.
Okay. Do you feel like you've known each other forever?
Yeah. When I first met him, I felt very comfortable with him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But we have had some problems, Adam. And they're pretty serious problems.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're having problems right now. And mm-hmm. I told him, you know, I basically communicated to him in December the things that were upsetting me. And I kind of broke it off.
Okay.
I'm actually a little confused myself. So that's why I'm calling
you. Oh, that's okay.
You.
We all get a little confused at times. Now, if you don't mind me prying, what were the problems that you were having? Communication issues or?
Well, the problem was is that, like, he's really busy working, and I don't even want to blame it on the work, but he doesn't call me very often or talk to me.
So it was a communication issue.
He says it's work, but I don't believe that because you could take five mm-hmm. minutes to text somebody. I mean, I think he's exaggerating
mm-hmm.
things.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, here's the thing, honey. I'm gonna be very blunt and very honest with you, and I do this with all my clients, my customers, my callers, you know, so on and so forth. When I feel good, I tell good. When I feel bad, I tell bad. Okay?
Okay.
I'm feeling a little bit of both right now.
I'm feeling
that you have a very close to twin flame dynamic with him. I'm not quite sure if it's a soulmate or a twin flame dynamic with him because that's a bit gray to me right now. What I do know is that I want you to look up twin flames and soulmates if you don't know what they are already. Because there is a difference, okay? Because that's what you have with him. There's a very strong connection that the two of you share, although it's an unspoken connection. That's where it has a lot of confusion at the same time. Sometimes it's unspoken because when we meet our twin flame or sometimes a soulmate that we might end up with in this lifetime, either one of us is ready and the other isn't, or vice versa. Or sometimes, you know, on a very rare occasions, both are ready at the same time, which is very rare. But what happens here is I feel he just gets his mind away from him. And it's not like he intentionally tries to ignore or not call, but his mindset is to where he forgets to do things all the time. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
He's one of those.
He's like a mad scientist.
Yes, precisely, in a way. Mm-hmm. He can be very intellectual, very you know, very smart, but yet very softed in the aspect of emotion and spirit. You know, he's really a great guy, but I will not say, okay, yeah, he's got to get out of jail free card either, because yeah, he could call, he could do other things to remind himself to do so, but he's one of those just kind of go on everything on the whim kind of guys, and that's not going to cut it when you're trying to create a relationship over here.
And I
now,
spelled
I
it
know
out.
That he
I
wants
spelled
a relationship.
It out to him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I spelled it out to him. I told him point blank, look,
yeah.
You can't treat me like this. This is what I expect. And, I mean, I know men need you to spell it out. So I was like, when you know, I expect you to contact me every 3 days.
Uh-huh.
You know, and even if it's for 5 minutes, that's fine. I just need some contact. I need some communication. You can't just not talk to me for 2 weeks and then pop in. It's not acceptable.
Yeah. You can't just pop in whenever you want. It's not just some fling on the whim, you know.
Well, unless that's what he's looking for. I don't know. I mean, maybe he's looking for a fling.
No, that's not what he's looking for. He's looking for something meaningful and something that will actually be permanent. He's not looking for just a fling. You know what I mean?
Okay.
He's looking for that the one, as they say. And I feel that you two could very well be the one for each other. What I do feel with this is the gray is that he's got some learning to do and he's got some growing to do, you know. So it's going to be a trial and error kind of process with him. And it's a little unfortunate, but it is well worth it. I can tell you that.
Okay. Wow. I mean, like, he just is, well, we're not even talking now at all. We haven't spoken since Christmas.
I understand. Well, I'm sure that you guys will end up speaking to one another again, and I wish you all the best on that. Let me know what happens, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, and once more, we have some more callers here in the queue, so we'll be taking you momentarily. Once more, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. For all of your private reading needs, we have the $5 special going on right now. That's for 30 minutes, so it's a wonderful, great deal. You won't find it anywhere else. Check out howpsychic.com. Next caller for today is area code 770. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, this is Lisa from Atlanta, Georgia. My question is, I have been unemployed for approximately 19 months, and I have tried almost every single job search you can think of.
Yes.
And the only things that I've even been connected with through networking were entry-level jobs, which I'm way past beyond that in my career. I'm now at the end of all my savings and am just trying to think of what the blocks are, how to move forward.
Yeah. Okay. Well, first of all, I'm over in Marietta right now. So I am here in the state, and I've been over to Atlanta, and I can tell you that I know the energy here in the state right now when it comes to new jobs and new opportunities like that is very chaotic, okay? And in fact, a lot of what should be out there is MIA right now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm feeling is that for you in particular, you're going to find something. I'm feeling that you're going to have something valid, something good. It's not just going to be a tide me over kind of job right now. This is going to be found about the 17th and the 18th of this month. Okay.
All right.
So it looks good. My advice to you is to continue to hit the payment. We're, you know, not anywhere near getting out of the woods, as you know. But don't just sit back either, knowing that something's coming in. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You got to keep going And you got to keep trying to look, because you could always end up manifesting what you need. And right now, the best thing to do is to remain positive, to keep going. Don't let the difficulties or the problems really creep into your mindset,
right,
because that will end up manifesting more of itself.
Right.
If we
do that. I've been really trying to focus on that. Do you see a particular industry?
Well, we only do one call per, one question per caller, so I do apologize.
Oh, no, that's fine.
But what I do feel here, is the term that keeps on coming to my head is corporate, and I don't know why, because I kind of feel like you're trying to get away from that.
But I've always been in big corporations, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well, no,
all right,
that makes
sense. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you. All right. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right, our next caller will be brought on here momentarily. If you're trying to ask a question live on the show today, you're going to want to push the touch tone number one on your phone, and that will let me know that you have your hand raised to ask a question. Our next caller today is, area code 727. Hello, caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
This is Lisa from Florida.
Oh, hey, Lisa. Okay, sorry about that. I must have had a drop one here on the queue. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, next caller is area code 520. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Joni from Tucson.
Hello. How can I help you today?
I have some work I'll be doing March 11th, 12th, and 13th. And I wonder, when I finish that work that I've finished doing for an organization, will I be given more work?
Yes, you will. That answer came out right away. And I feel that they will be so impressed with the work that you're currently doing when you're done with it, that not only will they give you further work, but they will expand the areas, okay? Another thing that I'm really getting in the back of my mindset right now and my reading for you is I'm getting the term property management, and I don't know why, okay? Have you invested in real estate? Are you anywhere in property management? Do you have anything to do with rental properties?
You're very good. That's one of my interests. I know I need to go into that.
Because there's a lot of money for you to be had in that, and I feel that with your resources and your skills, you can make a great go of it and can have a success with it. Especially now when, you know, we're still in that that time where all the real estate and the properties are being hindered because of the economy. But, honey, I'm going to tell you, we're going to bounce out of that pretty quickly, pretty soon, before even the end of this year. So I say get into it now, because I'm feeling like you got to strike while the iron's hot, you know?
Oh, thank you very much.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you for calling in. All right, our next caller for today is area code 520, and it's the first three digits, 406. Hello, caller, please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello?
Yes, hello, you're live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Tina, and I just wanted to find out what you see coming in as far as like a love relationship.
Okay, Tina, now let me see here for you. All right, Tina, well, first of all, I'm getting a 2.5 week time span on this, okay? So it looks like it's going to be about another 2.5 weeks before you really see the love life starting to move forward for you. However, right now, what I can tell you is I feel that you're having some financial difficulties, and you're going to be able to make it out of that within a week from today, okay? So right now is the time to focus on the financial. God knows you've been waiting for quite a while on the love, and the wait will be well worth it when it comes in. But like I said, the love is going to be at about 2.5 weeks from today, okay? I feel that when it happens, it will be good. It will be spectacular, which is one of the terms I'm being told to tell you, okay, from Guiding Spirit over here. And what I am seeing, right now is that, you know, you have a good self-esteem, but we need to raise that up a little bit more, okay? And I want you to start doing the mantra, I will have a healthy, happy relationship. And I want you to use that a little bit every day, because that's going to help you manifest the better ones. Because right now it looks like all the opportunities you've gotten in the past and currently have been duds. You know what I mean?
So the 2.5 week span, is it somebody new or somebody you already know?
Oh, it's someone new, honey. The old is going on the way out. And you know what? I know there was one in the old that you really felt could work out, and it was just having some difficulties. But I'm going to tell you, honey, that one is not ready and won't be for quite some time.
Okay. Sounds good. Okay. Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We have some more callers here in the queue. If you want to raise your hand to ask your question, please push number 1 as you called into the show. Next caller for today is area code 615. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Lillian. I'm from Nashville, Tennessee. I own a business, and what I do is I recruit for bodyguards, and
yeah.
I post them online for work. But I'm trying really hard to help these guys find jobs, and I'm having a hard time doing it. And I'm not really sure what I need to be doing, you know, to help make them successful, which will make me successful.
Of course. Now, let me ask you, is all of it phone calls and reaching out by foot, or are you doing a lot of online resourcing as well?
Well, both.
Okay. I want you to continue doing that right now. Like you said, you are having quite a bit of difficulty. I do not feel that that will continue to be the issue. I feel you back on track by the end of this month at the latest. But what I do feel is that I want you to broaden the horizons a little bit more and stretch your domain, okay?
Okay. How would I go about doing that?
Well, you know, look for areas that you haven't looked into already, okay? Look for other farther places that you might need to send them, okay? I'm getting a town and a city, and then you're expanding it to the outer regions as well.
Yeah, because I do this nationwide. I post people for all over the U.S.
Okay. So then here's the thing. You need to look in other areas that bodyguards might be required.
Okay.
So there, I do feel you getting back on track with that, and I feel that you need to also expand what you're doing online a little bit more. How much are you doing online?
Not a lot.
Not a lot. Okay.
Not a lot. I'm marketing them on some websites, and that's it. I have websites for my business, and I market them there.
Okay. Try doing marketing through Facebook and all of the social apps as well right now. Those seem to be pretty hot on the market, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, and if you're here in the queue to raise your hand and ask a question, please push the number 1. Sorry about that. For those of you tuning in and listening that would like to take advantage of our private readings, those can be found on our website at howpsychic.com. Once more, that is howpsychic.com for all of your private reading needs. And we have the $5 special for only 30 minutes, and you can find that on the website. That's howpsychic.com. And here we have about 19 minutes left on the clock. We might end a little bit early, depending upon our cue. But we're going to go ahead and listen to a little bit more music from our CD entitled Oneness. This is track number 3, The Angel Smile. This CD can now be found at zarina1.com. All right, and it looks like we have one last caller for this evening. This is area code 615. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Hello, caller by area code 615. You are live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Okay, dropped out there. And if I accidentally took you more than once, then please forgive me. I'm on my own today, and sometimes it can be a little difficult trying to get through all the switchboard here. Well, once more before we end the show, please don't forget to check out our website at howpsychic.com. That is howpsychic.com. And we have the 30-minute special going on for $5 right now. For those of you out there, please don't forget to tune in next time to listen to Psychic Talk Radio. This has been your host, Reverend Adam Lee. We want to wish you namaste, love, light, and to have a beautiful, blessed day. Goodbye.